Hello everyone, my name is Jana Karchet and welcome to my podcast. Today I will be talking about the most documented crime in history, the U.S. Capitol attack on January 6th of 2021. So let's get started. On January 6th, 2021, about 10,000 Trump supporters entered the U.S. Capitol grounds as an attempt to stall Congress's certification of Joe Biden's presidential victory. Of the said 10,000 Trump supporters, about 800 breached the Capitol building. Videos and photographs from inside the building showed rioters breaking windows, pushing through barricades, damaging property, and inciting violence against Capitol security guards and Capitol workers. Throughout all the chaos, at around 2:45 p.m., Ashley Babbitt, a former Air Force veteran from the San Diego area, is shot dead in an armed standoff at the door of the House chamber by a police officer. This is the first death to occur of five. Throughout the rest of the day, two men passed away from underlying health circumstances. One woman was trampled to death by a mob of people who were trying to breach a police barrier, and Capitol Officer Brian Sicknick was struck in the head with a fire extinguisher and passed away due to blunt force trauma. You might be wondering how the U.S. Capitol could experience such a big breach in security. A long series of events dating back to fall of 2020 can explain why January 6th turned out the way that it did. In fall of 2020, a Department of Homeland Security spokesperson told National Public Radio that we should be focusing on the, quote, heightened threat environment during the 2020 to 2021 election season, including the extent to which the political transition and political polarization are contributing to the mobilization of individuals to commit violence. Soon after, on December 19th, President Trump tweeted, "Big protest in D.C. on January 6th. Be there, we'll be wild." Then, on January 4th, 2021, U.S. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund starts to discuss a possible role for the D.C. National Guard. Unfortunately, he was denied permission as his higher-ups told him that the National Guard support was, quote, not necessary. The next day, on January 5th, the FBI released an advisory report after finding troubling information. Some of this included more organized events in different states, threats against members of Congress, and an exchange of maps of the tunnel system underneath the Capitol complex. While many who work in the Capitol and Capitol security were concerned on what was going to happen the next day, the police chief and sergeant-at-arms reassured everyone that everything is going to be under control and they have prepared for every possible outcome. As the night of January 5th came around, many Trump supporters stayed in tents near Capitol grounds so as to be there early the next day. Just before noon on January 6th, Trump addresses a crowd that has begun to form behind the White House. He then declared that the election was stolen from him and from the country. He then encourages the mob to march down to the Capitol. Only hours later, the beginning of the breach begins. Thank you for listening to my podcast and tune in next week.